In the next 13 weeks, God willing, we are going to be looking at a subject which I do believe is going to help us grow as a Christian. I do believe this is one of the most important subjects in the life of a child of God. I think every day we all desire to be closer to God in spirit and in truth. And I do hope that we'll pay close attention to the things that I'm going to be talking about. And the subject is going to be learning to deny self. Learning to deny self. If you look around us today in our society, or even in our country, or throughout the whole world, what do you hear and what do you see? You hear what is called
take care of yourself.
An American foreign policy, what do you hear?
America's first.
We live in a world whereby everything is me first and everybody else second. But if you study the Word of God, the Bible, what do you learn? That is in total contradiction to what the Bible teaches. It is in total contradiction to what Jesus Christ came here for to do. You cannot really grow as a child of God or be a Christian that God wants you to be if all you think about is me first, excuse me, and others second. We are going to be looking at examples in the Bible and look at how people put others first before themselves. You cannot have a true sense of joy of what it means to be a child of God if all you think about, the concept that we think about, is me first and others second. I don't believe this is a very, very difficult subject to tackle, because it encompasses everything that you've always learned, that you've always taught. We are going to be looking at this book that they provided me. And lesson one says, he said, what is self-denial? Jesus said, whoever desires to come after me must do what? Let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Self-denial is one of the basic attributes of Christianity. Yet it is one of the most difficult to attain. The question is this: why is self-denial the most difficult thing for us to attain? Why is self-denial the most difficult thing to attain?
It's against nature, our nature.
That is correct. It tells us, say, one reason for that is because it requires a great strength of will. It requires great strength of will. I don't believe you cannot attain anything in life or be who you want to be without putting an effort, without studying, without trying to get better. But sometimes we just go through life, what I'll say, I don't care attitude. Yes, ma'am.
I would say it's also difficult because it's so nuanced, because it's because at the end of the day, you have to search your heart and know your intention. Because there's a certain amount of self-care that is needed. The Lord gave us our bodies and for us to take care of them. But where does that amount of self-care turn into self-indulgence? But the only way you're going to know that is if you're actually asking yourself that question and wanting to know the answer. No one else can tell you that because they don't know your intention behind your heart.
That is correct. And it requires, what does it require? For example, if you have an athlete who is training to participate in the Olympics, what do they do?
Deny their self as far as pleasures, and they strict training.
They do what they train, correct? Do we train ourselves spiritually to grow closer to God? And if we don't train, why don't we train? You know, Jesus said, you must deny yourself and carry your cross. That very concept means, as a child of God, life is not going to be a breeze through. There are going to be bruises here and there. And those are some of the things Jesus Christ is talking about. There are going to be hills and valleys. There are going to be ups and downs. But if we truly deny ourselves and understand that Jesus Christ's goal, the reason why he came to this world, is to put aside who he was right from the beginning. We know John chapter 1 tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was who? With God. Jesus Christ, in every sense of the word, was God in full totality. But what did he do? He denied himself that glory which he has always had with the Father, and came to this world, put on human flesh, and died a horrible death. I do believe you cannot truly become a child of God if you do not deny yourself. These are some of the things that we are going to be exploring. Yes, sir.
I think one of the things that makes this concept so difficult is inbred in each of us is the fight or flight or self-preservation, preservation of our people. And so I think that we have to overcome that, which is actually built into us from our birth. And I think that's what makes it very difficult for us to overcome that.
And that is true. This is a very difficult subject. Then he said, man has a great problem mastering himself. Those who willfully engage in sin have not learned to control themselves. Those who are overcome in a moment of temptation have a great problem, at least for the moment, with self-control. When we get angry, let our tempers flare and our words fly. Our character then is flawed due to not practicing self-discipline. We exhibit a lack of willpower when we overeat or lazy or addicted to alcohol or tobacco or some other drug. Thus, denying self requires constant work for all of us. In other words, for you to be able to deny yourself, what does it require? It requires work. And if you study the Bible, it makes reference to the ants. But sometimes when you see the ant crawling, some of us will kill the ant. But they are one of the most smartest living thing that you can think of. You see them crawling, they pick up food, they are constantly working, nonstop. And the reason why is that they have food and keep it for a rainy day. When the weather changes, sometimes you don't see them. But when the weather is warm, what do you see? They are constantly busy. So this is a very, very difficult subject. He said, does denying self requires constant work for all of us? The difference in us is that we may need to work on it in different areas of our lives. You know yourself better than anyone else. You know your weak points. You know your strong points. You know what you need to work on as a child of God. But the question is this: have you denied yourself? He said, Shakespeare wrote, "Brave conquerors, for so you are that war against your own affections and the huge army of the world's desires." John Sterling said, "The worst education we teach is self-denial. It's better than the best which teaches everything else." There are more passages that imply the principle of self-denial than we may think at first. To learn and grow in self-denial is to grow in heart, in soul, and in character. This is one quality that we can use every moment of every day in our lives. In the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Do you have a cross this morning? And what cross are you going to pick up to follow Jesus Christ? Jesus calls his followers to self-denial as a fundamental aspect of discipleship. To deny oneself means to put aside the personal ambitions and comfort for the sake of following Christ. For example, a person might choose to help others instead of pursuing a career that brings them greater personal success. Do you remember the story of the Good Samaritan? When you think about the Good Samaritan, what comes to your mind?
Good person.
Good person. And what is?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. And what did he sacrifice?
Time and money.
Maybe
his safety.
And safety. Do we put that into consideration when we are dealing with people today? What do we think about? All we hear is me, what is in for me? You remember the story in Acts of Apostles when some of the Christians were going through terrible times, and what did they do? About the story of Priscilla and Aquila, what happened? He said the brethren sold what? Everything. And what did they do? They brought whatever they sold, the money, and brought it to what? To the apostles' feet. I do believe some of the reason why this subject is so difficult is we are not truly converted. We don't really know or understand what it means to be a Christian. Whatever you have, whatever I have, except your spouse, belongs to you. Let me repeat that again. Whatever I have, whatever you have, except your spouse, belongs to me. And whatever I have belongs to you. That is the whole essence of what it means to be a child of God. When one of us suffers, Everyone suffers. When one of us is in pain, we all should be in pain. If we cannot provide for one another here, if we do not understand what this concept is all about, there is no way you can go to heaven and start practicing these things. You know, during the Super Bowl, what do you see the players doing? They play. They practice. They put everything into motion, what they are going to do on the day when the game comes around. In Mark chapter 8, verse 34, the Bible tells us, "And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, if anyone will come after him, after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." This verse underscores the importance of self-denial in the Christian journey. It highlights that the call to follow Jesus involves sacrifice. What have you sacrificed for the cause of Christ? What have you given up for Christ?
Brother.
Yes.
My take and my study of this concept simply mean that when we make preparation to save ourselves on this time side of life, we run a serious risk of losing it on the other side. The self-denial thing, it tells me that, you know, when I look at what Jesus Christ died for, and when we say that we have been reformed, remade, we're living now under the leadership of Jesus Christ, but we're constantly looking back. We like what we see in the rearview mirror, and that is the world. Now, we in here, we have confessed that we are no longer a part of that. So we are now living under the concept that we want to be like Jesus Christ. That's the denial that the scripture is teaching. You cannot have it both ways. Jesus made it perfectly clear. He says that you cannot serve two gods. You cannot do that. You're going to serve one and hate the other. And I think that's what he's teaching us. That's what he's telling us. You cannot have it both ways. And all too often, when we look at the world right now, that's what the world is pursuing, all of these fleshly things, all of these shinier objects, so to speak. And we want to follow Jesus Christ, but we also want to continue our pursuit of that shiny object.
That is true. Thanks for that comment. In the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, the Bible tells us, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Have you been crucified with Christ? And the life that now you now live, do you live it up for Christ or you still live it up for yourself? If that is the case, it tells me you have not truly denied yourself. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it in our songbook exactly where it is. There's a song that we sing that follows the Christian maturity where it says, starts off with all of self and then of thee. Some of self and some of thee, then at the end it's none of self and all of thee. That's the maturity process that we're supposed to develop.
That is true. I think that is a very beautiful song. I think that it kind of summarizes everything. Jesus Christ should be the essence. He should be the one that we emulate. Why? Because Jesus Christ denied himself of all the pleasures of heaven. He was with God the Father right from the beginning. He came to this world to suffer and die a brutal death. And so if we want to be like Jesus Christ, we have to develop that same character and that same behavior. And if we do not, it's going to be a long road ahead. Yes, sir.
So that song that Clark was talking about is number 449 in the Red Book. I was curious. So.
Okay, thank you. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul stated, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ, Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. I think the reason why this is so difficult is this concept of self-preservation. We want to protect our own self-interest. We want to protect our own territory. The question is do you really have any territory? Do you really own anything in this life? Of course you do not. I believe in the concept that whatever you have, you are borrowing it for a season. Because at the end, you are not going to take anything with you. I do believe when we grab this very concept, it will make it much more easier for us. We've been talking about what it means to deny oneself. In Luke chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus said, and he said to all, if anyone will come after him, after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So taking up one cross is a daily what? Endeavor. It's something that you do on a daily basis. It's not something you do today and tomorrow you totally forget about it. It is a daily struggle, a daily fight. And Brother James always make this point that we are in a fight. I do believe some of the reason why this is so hard is that we do not understand the fact that we are in a warfare. We are not talking about physical warfare. We are in a spiritual warfare. You think the devil is happy that you came here to worship today? And I tell you, he did everything he could to make sure you didn't get here today to worship. There are a lot of spiritual things that we do not even have a concept understanding of what is going on. We are in a spiritual warfare. And when we grasp that concept that we're in a spiritual warfare, and the only way we can grasp that concept is to understand what it means to deny oneself. And Jesus also said, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. That is deep. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. We can be a disciple of Jesus Christ only in words. We can be a disciple of Jesus Christ just for others to see. We can be a disciple of Jesus Christ just for show. But the question is this, have we truly denied ourselves? What cross are you carrying for Jesus Christ today? The whole world, everywhere you go, is called self-preservation. What is in for me? If there's nothing in for me, I do not have anything to do with it. If those Christians were able to sell everything that they had and brought it to the disciples' feet, what can we do for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. You remember the story in the Bible? Jesus asked a question, who are my friends? Who are my brethren? He said, if you don't take care of these people that you see, how can you say you love me? We have to look at this subject. It's a difficult subject. He said self-denial can be defined in so many ways. Different words used in the New Testament. There are three different words or phrases used in the Bible that point to the same concept of denying or controlling self. How many of us have control over our emotions? How many of us have control over certain things in our life? The Bible tells us we should be slow to what?
Anger.
To anger. How many of us blows up the gasket? And what do? Because we've not learned to master our emotions or control our emotions. You know, words can be very, very hurtful, but once it comes out, can you take it back? No, you can't. Jesus said the phrase deny himself in Mark 8 verse 34. He uses the word self-control in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 and Titus 1 verse 8. Self-control. When did the devil come to Jesus? When did he tempt Jesus? At his most vulnerable state. He's been fasting without food, without water, and the devil knew this is the time to strike. The devil knows your weak points. Don't you ever think for a second that the devil does not know. It is called self-control. You know, I was listening to, I think, his story. Said the husband and wife, the husband was having problem with his wife, and he went to McDonald's, and the lady on the other end said, honey, what can I get you? Because his wife hasn't been calling me honey. And that can easily spiral out of control. What do we watch when there's no one watching? What do we read when there's no one watching? Who do we talk to when there's no one watching? If you know you have a problem with alcohol, don't go to the club. Don't go to the restaurant where they serve alcohol. It is called self-control. Why will I put myself in a situation that is going to make me fail? It's called discipline. He said, deny self means to forget oneself, lose sight of oneself and one's own interest. You do not have any interest. For you to be a true child of God, you have to understand this concept, I do not have an interest. My interest only belongs to God. It belongs to Jesus Christ. Always think I do not have what? An interest. I do not have a dog in this fight. That is what most people say, correct? Jesus Christ should be the center of focus. You cannot grow if you do not learn how to grow. It's like if you plant a flower and you fail to water it, what is going to happen to it? Why did the flower die? Because there's no what? There's no nutrient. There's no water. I do believe sometimes I see myself just going through life without direction, without really focusing on the task that is at hand. What do I need to do to accomplish what I need, where I need to go to? I was talking to my wife, my Pam, a few days ago. We were talking how far I have come. When I first came to this country, I was washing dishes in a restaurant. From there, I became a cook. But I had a mindset that, you know, this is what I wanted to do. Went to school in Thomasville Respiratory Program. About 4 hours drive from here, close to Tallahassee. I didn't even have a bed to sleep on. I'll sleep on the floor. But I get up in the morning, go to school. When I get off to make money, I go to Publix, the only Publix in town, and buy groceries. I would drive back home, still go to cook, wash dishes. I had a couple of friends that we were all working together. They said, man, why are you going to school? We're making then $8 an hour. That is good money then. But I had this mindset, this is exactly what I want to do. But I couldn't get there without, first of all, knowing God and having faith in God. You cannot do anything in this life without God. You cannot get to anywhere you want to go to without God. He has to be the center of your universe. Life can be difficult, it can be rough, we are going to fail, that I truly understand. But Jesus came to teach us what it means or what self-denial is all about. I don't even know if we are going to be able to finish this very chapter. Yes. Thank you.
Self-control. We'll see all of it because the Bible points that out. spiritual life, we hide ourselves in love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, and all of the things of the Spirit. And that's what it shows us. We receive those things as the Bible means by we should know each other by our fruit, by the things that we do, by the things that we say, and how we help ourselves and all these other things.
Thank you. Again, we have about 6 minutes left. I'm going to quickly go through some of the concept that this textbook is talking about. It talks about deny self means to forget oneself, lose sight of oneself, and one's own interest. All I want you to get from this subject this morning is to understand the fact that you do not have an interest. Your interest should always be somebody else's interest. How can I serve you? Then he said temperance means self-government. Strong says the original word, the translated temperance, comes from a word that means to be strong in a thing, masterful. It means dominion, power, or strength. Thus, temperance means to have power or dominion over self. Do we have power or dominion over ourselves? William Barclay suggests that it is the ability to take a grip of oneself. Aristotle proposed that there are four states of man with reference to the battle between reason and passion. Perfect temperance, unbridled lust, incontinence, self-control. The principle of self-denial or self-control means with the reality of life, the Bible does not picture the Christian void of all passion, drained of all desires or detached from all temptation. Rather, it envisions that all of his appetite and desire remain, but he keeps them under control and mastery. So in other words, the desires are there. Everything is there. But the concept is we have to learn to do what? To master it. If you do not learn to master your emotions, if you do not learn to master your anger, if you do not learn to master whatever passion or desire that you have, you are going to fall. You are going to fail daily. It will get to the point whereby that you can't even repent anymore. We were looking at the Old Testament. We talked about King David and how he saw Bathsheba. Do you think that was David's weak point? Of course. Did we see the story of Joseph with Potiphar's wife? What did Joseph do? He said, I can't commit this sin against the Lord. I do believe in everything that we do in this life, if we have the mindset, before I do this thing, is it right in the eyes of God? If it's not right in the eyes of God, then I don't need to mess with it. I don't need to fool with it. I'm serving my brothers and sisters in Christ. Christianity is about service. It's about putting others ahead of ourselves. That is the total concept of what self-denial is all about. Why does man have a problem mastering himself? Why do people have this difficult? Why is this so difficult? I think he mentioned it not too long ago. Why is it so difficult that people have, they fail to deny themselves. They have this idea of self-preservation. But I do believe if you think you do not own anything in this life, and anything, everything belongs to God, it'd be a lot more easier for you to be a service to others. It will be a lot much more easier for you to help those who are in need. It will be a lot much more easier for you to give of your means to those who are in need. You cannot truly become a child of God if you fail to master this concept of self-denial. Self-denial is serving others and not serving yourself. Self-denial Self-denial means giving of yourself for others who are in need. Self-denial is putting others ahead of yourself. Jesus Christ taught this concept. We can see this concept in the book of Ruth and Naomi. We can see this concept with Paul. He said he was hungry, battered, under threat, even from within and without, even from fellow Christians. But he never gave up because he knew what is ahead of him. He believed Jesus Christ who said, I go to prepare a place for you. This world that we live in on a daily basis is drifting away from God daily. And we must be careful what we listen to. We must be careful what we surround ourselves to. We must understand we are engaged in a spiritual battle that sometimes will manifest itself in the physical realm. You cannot be a child of God. You cannot truly grow if you fail to master your passions. You cannot truly grow if you fail to understand what self-denial is all about. Jesus denied himself and he came to die. Are you willing to die for your brothers and sisters in Christ today? If not, why not? You cannot say you are a child of God and you have not mastered yourself. When we come here to worship, have you really come here to, did you prepare yourself this morning that I'm going to worship? We must put everything aside and have Jesus Christ as the center of our universe. I do believe if we can do this, we can truly grow to be who God wants us to be in spirit and in truth. We can be much more prayerful. We can become much more dedicated. We can have the interest of our brothers ahead of our own interest. I do believe if we do this, heaven is going to be our home. But if we fail to, we know what the end is going to be. So God willing, for the next 12 weeks, we are going to be looking at various topics when it comes to self-denial and some of the things that we can do to help us to deny ourselves. Some of the passages we are going to be looking at and some of the exercises that we are going to be, embank on to make sure we are growing on a daily basis to be closer to God and to be closer to Jesus Christ and to emulate and learn the concept that he wants us to learn so that we can grow. Thanks for your time.